May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So this Advent, we have talked about finding hope in the process of growing beyond our own narrow perspectives, the challenges of pursuing true peace over a superficial lack of conflict. We've talked about what it means to choose joy, even in difficult circumstances, and how love is embodied in action. We've talked about the refiner's fire, the pain of labor and delivery and childbirth. We've talked about dancing with joy in the face of evil, and the feeling of being yelled at by God when we miss an opportunity to love. I think it's a loving yell. It's been a wild, interesting ride as we have prepared our hearts for this night. Yeah, I think this roller coaster of images and emotions mirrors so well the story that we tell tonight. Here is Mary saying a joyful and courageous yes to God's invitation to be part of redeeming the world, even though it will also involve so much heartache. Here is Joseph, his narrow ideas of respectability and duty and of how God works in the world, exploded by an angel's message to take as his wife a woman already pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Here's the innkeeper, unable at first to find room for a weary couple about to give birth, but prodded by something deeper, someone deeper perhaps, to take a second look, to dig further and to not just find room, but to make room for the holiness waiting to break into his life and into his world. Here are the shepherds, barely withstanding a terrifying visit by a host of supernatural beings. Did you notice that the scripture says they were terrified? We don't talk about that part very much. Yet they choose not to retreat to the safety of their flocks, but instead to pursue the Prince of Peace that the angel's announcement promises, even though that choice may very well upend their seemingly peaceful lives. Life with God with us, it turns out, is rarely uneventful. This is good news because the uncertain season that we are headed back into will be anything but uneventful. As we face another surge after the travel and gatherings of the holidays and the spread of the Omicron variant, as we prepare for the possibility of canceled events and more virtualized gatherings, as we steel ourselves once again against the likelihood of distancing from loved ones or from neighbors or friends, we are tired of this. We are ready to be just done with it all already. I wonder how often during the long months of pregnancy or the long journey to Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary would feel this same way, ready to just be done with it all already. How often the innkeeper who, after that night, could never again ignore a stranger or shy away from a radical sense of hospitality, how often he would feel that he'd rather just be done with it already. How often the shepherds compelled to share the news of this child with everyone they met, regardless of the strange looks and the outright derision they would face, how often they would feel ready to be done with it. And how often Jesus, as he grew up and his ministry met with opposition and misunderstanding, as he himself met with betrayal and rejection, how often he might have felt ready to be done with it all. Ready to take a break from this roller coaster ride of life in general, and particularly of life with God. And I imagine that in those moments of exhaustion and second guessing and a dulling of the hope in their hearts, they also remembered the awe of this night, the thrill of hope, the weary world rejoicing as they gathered in awe around God made human. I imagine they remembered the wonder of all the moments that came afterwards because they had said yes. The opportunity to parent this child and watch God's love and action up close. The opportunity to befriend strangers and so expand their own hearts. The opportunity to watch lives change and hope blossom and souls feel their worth because of the news they shared. And I imagine that as Jesus grew, he thought back on the wonder of this night too, the stories that his parents told him of all who gathered to greet this new life, and of the ways so many lives across so many boundaries were transformed by their encounter with Emmanuel. I imagine that we too have stories of expanded hearts and close encounters with God's love and action, and of hope and transformation because we have said yes in some way or another to letting God into our lives. As we sit in quiet and as we bask in song and in story this night, let us remember those stories too and trust the truth of that night so long ago that life with God, no matter how challenging at times, is worth every second. Because this love breaking into our lives, into our world, changes everything. Amen. As you go out into the rest of this Christmas Eve, almost Christmas Day, may the places where you are feeling weary be made strong and given rest. May the places where you are feeling sad or sorrowful or weighed down feel lightened and lifted up. May the places where you are feeling lonely or distant from those you love be drawn close to God's love. And may the places where you are feeling the hurts of the world blossom and grow into the beautiful gift of love for all those whom you meet. But that is what this night means, that God has come into the midst of our lives and our world, the messiness and the pain and the beauty of it all, and has met us right here to give us just what we need. So go in that assurance and go in that hope. And now I'm going to unmute us because I think we are going to all just have to say Merry Christmas and have it be a little bit cacophonous. So if you get a chance, let's see. I'm going to allow everyone to unmute. So you'll have to still do it yourselves. But if you are close enough to hit the unmute button on your screen, let's give it a go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good to see everybody.
Love and peace to all.
Yes. Yes.
Back at you.
Thank you all so much for joining us tonight, and have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Merry,